May God bless you and keep you, dear family. I am sharing this with you, Mother Claire began, because the timeline includes volcanic magma from the northwest coast, which is heating up as we speak. It gives us an idea of when the attack on America will come, unless, of course, prayer pushes it back. Here is Henry Groover's 1986 vision of the invasion of America. I was in Wales on December 14, 1986. I went up on top of the Eagle Tower in the Carnarvon Castle. It had 8 points on it. Each of the points on it were eroded eagles. This castle was built in the 12th century. I was overlooking the Irish Sea, towards the North Sea, Norway, Sweden, Denmark, the tip of Scotland, Greenland, Iceland, in that area. All of a sudden, I was up above the earth, looking down upon the earth like a globe. As I looked down on the earth, I saw all of these massive amount of all kinds of ships and airplanes. They were coming from up above Norway, out of this inlet. They headed down between the United States and Europe. They literally covered the whole Atlantic. Then I wanted to see what was happening to the United States. I looked over on the globe at the United States. I saw coming out of the U.S. these radio communication towers. I saw the jagged lines like they draw to show that communications are coming out. All of a sudden, as I was looking down on them, they began to sparkle down on the earth like dust. I thought, oh no, they are not getting through. They don't know what is happening. They are totally oblivious. Then I began to see all of these submarines emerging from under the surface. I was surprised at how close they were to our borders. They were in our territorial waters. Then I saw the missiles come out of them. They hit eastern coastal cities of the United States. I looked across the country where my family was over in the northwest side, and I saw the submarines. I saw the missiles coming out and hitting the western coastal cities. I cried out and said, "Oh God, oh God, when will this be? And what shall be the sign of its coming?" I heard an audible voice speak to me saying, "When Russia opens her doors and lets the masses go, the free world will occupy themselves with transporting, housing, and feeding and caring for the masses, and will let down their weapons and cry peace and safety. Then sudden destruction will come." Henry Groover saw another vision in January of 1990 about North Portland, Oregon. He said, "I saw missiles coming out of the water of the Pacific Ocean, airplanes coming in towards certain cities along the northwest. When it looked like they would do their devastation, I heard a voice speak from heaven like thunder. It said, 'Watch what I will do.' The mountains along the coastal range began to shake and tremble, and puffs of smoke shot out of them in all directions, into the paths of the missiles and the planes. The missiles just hit the ground, didn't explode. The smoke had destroyed the missiles' ability to navigate, to fly through the air, and they didn't hit their targets. It was also like shields or domes over certain cities. Even the contaminated air couldn't go into those areas. It went around them. I saw many vehicles coming in our waters, like ships opened up in the front, and all these personnel carrying things came out armored right up on our beaches, and all these thousands of people began to head out. I saw the proud look on the faces of those that were driving the vehicles. I heard again the thunderous voice from the heavens say, "Watch what I will do." Suddenly, mountains puffed out smoke and rivers of golden lava began flowing down a path right across the beaches in front of the invaders. Terror came on their faces, and they turned back and headed to the sea, fleeing for their lives as the waters behind them turned to steam. And the Lord said, "I have people in this land that I will not let them touch, for they are mine. They are my chosen, and I will keep my chosen safe. For I have a work for them to do yet in this land and in many lands." And that was the end of his vision. Heavenly Father, please turn America back to you, the only living God that has so richly blessed her and on which this nation was founded. Mercy, Lord, mercy for the unsaved. We give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.